We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, starting the sixth perek. This perek is all about what things Ish Isha first, and then the Ish is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. You have things that are considered a Masui, which is an Issa Deraisa to go out on Shabbos that the Mishnayos talk about later, and you have things which Be'etzim are considered a Malbush or a Tachshit, like Rashi calls it, clothing, or something that's used for beauty, or something which is for personal care. All these things really be mutter to go out on Shabbos. But Chazal asked a lot of things because maybe it'll come to carrying them for Amos B'Shus Arabim. We have in our Mishnah things that are chatzitza for tvila, dumas shamli tvila shal mitzvah, and she'll carry it for Amos B'Shus Arabim, or jewelry, which maybe she'll take off to show to her friends and carry it for Amos B'Shus Arabim, and various other things that are asur midarabanan. So shtikel al tzakdama to the perek, want to discuss one interesting thing, interesting shaila that Acharonim discuss. And we'll start with the Prima Gadim. It's in Arichayim Simen Yud Gimel, Sivkatan Beis, Leibim Kaimei a little bit. And he says he's mesupik. If somebody wears a beged shatnez on Shabbos, now Radi's oivin isser deraisa of shatnez, is he also oivin isser chil Shabbos is carrying on Shabbos? Do you say that it's a garment, so a mela, it's a malbush, it's not carrying? Or do you say, since it's also to wear it, so the malt that's also to wear it, that should make it be considered a masli? As a klaita ashaylin svara. He doesn't bring any raya or makara to the svara that something which is asr, should that alone should make it a masli? Klaita it in svara. But he wants to bring a raya the other way, that it's not called a masli, because the Gemara, and the Afkuflam and Tessimid days, the Gemara later says that if someone goes with a talis that has its tzitzis aren't properly made, but if in that you're not yetzir to miss its tzitzis with the tzitzis of the talis, it's chayim v'chatas. And Rashi says that if you go out without any tzitzis at all, it wouldn't be chayim v'chatas, because it's a malbush. But since he has tzitzis, but those tzitzis aren't properly, so tzitzis become a masli. So Mel is carrying the tzitzis. If they're having a function, the tzitzis, the kosher tzitzis, has a function, so it's not a masli. Otherwise, it becomes a masli. So you see that a beggar without tzitzis in Mefurish Rashi is not called carrying on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to wear a beggar without tzitzis. So who would then a beggar chatnitz? So Zakti Prima Gondam is not a raya, because there's a Shita Samardchai that says that you're allowed to wear a beged of dalet kafes on Shabbos without tzitzis, because tzitzis is a mitzvah say to make tzitzis on Shabbos. To make tzitzis. So there's no issur be'etzim to wear a beged of dalet kafes. Now when you're wearing a beged of dalet kafes, then you have a chiv to put on tzitzis. On Shabbos, you're an oinus on the mitzvah say. You're an oinus, you can't put tzitzis, you know, make mats on Shabbos. So mainly you can't say it's osifin to wear the beged. He's not to wear the beged. I tell him he's mechuyev to wear tzitzis. He'd love to put on tzitzis, but tzitzis is not deicha Shabbos. He's not allowed to. So that's not an issa to wear such a beged. So if you'd say that, so it's not a raya from Rashi. Maybe Rashi holds there's no issa to wear the beged. And that's why when you wear the beged without tzitzis, you're not chayev chadas. Because there's no issa to wear a beged without tzitzis. Just to have the pasul of tzitzis on, that's carrying the pasul of tzitzis. Ad kan the prima gadim and simin yud gimel. Now there's a Shagas Aryeh, also very much Leib and Koyman in Shagas Aryeh in Simen Mem Aleph. He's discussing Velt Shaila, is there any Issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Is there any Issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Make Shaila. Shagas Aryeh Paskins, there's no Issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and Gedarka, he brings Kamarayas. One of the Rayas he brings is that the Gemara says later in the Perek that Samach Aleph and Aleph, Omrav Safra, even according to Mandi Omar, Shabbos lavis man tefillinu, he's still not chayev v'chatas, because derech malbush avido. The Mishnah says it's an issa derabbanan to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and if Safra's mechadish, even if your Shabbos lavis man tefillin, like we paskin, he's still not chayev v'chatas, because derech malbush avido. So Zog the Shagasai, if it would be also to wear tefillin on Shabbos, it would be called the masli. And the Shagasai brings a raya. He says, because Rashi says, Erevin Naf Tzadikayim and Beis, the Gemara is Mavur, that you can't wear two pairs of tefillin. Let's say this tefillin that's lying in the street, the Mishus Arabim, you have to take it in, Alts Bezayin. You can't put on two tefillin. If you're going to be able to Baal Kaysa by putting on two pairs of tefillin, you can't do it. You can't do it if you're over Baal Tosef. So Rashi says, because since you're over Baal Tosef, that makes it into a masui. The Zok Tishai Yisai, you see from this Rashi that when it's asur to wear it, it's a masui. So Im Timso Oimar, that we asur to wear tefillin on Shabbos, so you should be chayev echatas because it's a masui. If you hold Shabbos, lavas man tefillinu. And since Rav Safra says, even if you hold Shabbos, lavas man tefillinu, you're not chayev echatas because derech mal b'shavida, in them state, you're not with tefillin on Shabbos. As I bring the Shagir Sari, right? So you see two things from the Shagir Sari. First of all, he's parishit to the Prima Gadim Safik, that when it's an Isser to wear it, it is called a Masa, even though it's Derech Malmish. And the second thing that you see, is he brings a Raya, he brings a Rashi. That Rashi says in Erev and Nafsana Kehem and Beis, that when there's Baal Tosef, I'm wearing two tefillins, that makes it a Masa. And the Shagir Sari understood from Rashi, and any time there's an issa to wear something, even if it's a malbush, that makes it into a masri and yichayev on Shabbos. But the achrenim that argue on the Shagash Ari is Pshat Rashi, is a sefer Mefer Sheayam, on the sefer Yam Talmud. The Mefer Sheayam was written by Mordechai Atinga and Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natans in the Shaul Meshiv. They were shvagas, they were big daily Torah, from 250 years ago. At the end of the Sefer Mefer Sheayam and Bava Kamma, they wrote different shuvas together. They wrote the Sefer together, and they wrote different shuvas together to different gedolim, Rav Mordechai ben Ned of Nicholsburg, and the Chassam Sefer, and Rabbi Kiva Eger. So they wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Kiva Eger on Sagas on the Shagir Sari. On the Shagir Sari's tshuva that you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So about this raya that the Shagir Sari brought, that if you're going to say it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos, if you hold Shabbos, lives meant tefillin, so why is it a malbush? It should be a masri. And his makar that it's a masri is Rashi and Eivin of Tzadikayim and Beis that says if it's Baal Tosef, it becomes a masri. They argue they have a whole shtickel Torah that there's a machlokes if tefillin is a malbush or not, and if tefillin's a malbush, so then in a chenami, it was zicha be a malbush even with the Baal Tosef. Rashi was going man the yom, and it's not a malbush, it's only on Baal Tosef. I mean, it's only on the mitzvah that it's not a masri, but it's really not a malbush. The mitzvah makes it a masri. So according to that man, the Amar, if it's Baal Tosef, so when you lose the mitzvah, so mela, it's a masri. As I will say, even though you don't need both, but since each one could be a mitzvah, so that would make it not a masri, that would make it a malbush. But now they have Baal Tosef, you can't wear both, so you don't have the mitzvah, so mela, it's a masri. But if you hold it's a malbush, even the iser won't say that it's a masri. Yeah, l'char, if you neman halacha l'maisa that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and the Gemara says that it's a malbush, even though you're not allowed to wear tefillin, and then l'char, it should be a raya, t'peish at the prima gadim shaylan, even if there's an iser, it's still not called a masri. Now I can hear a svara l'chalik to help out the prima gadim that had a suffix of shatnas if it's called a masri. Why didn't he bring a raya? At least some place can hold that it isn't issa the raya to wear tefillin on Shabbos. And according to them, you see, the Gemara says mefurish that it's called derech malbush, and you're not chayiv echatas of wearing tefillin. Or maybe you can mechalik that if the pshat is it's always asa to wear, like shatnez, then in mela it becomes ois malbush. Hashayke tefillin, which during the week you're allowed to wear it, if it's only asa on Shabbos, that wouldn't make it a malbush, then it would still be called a malbush, as I came ahead. But the Priyitzchak from Bitzel Paterberger and Simon Dalid, he also brings a Shagas Ari, and he says it's a Pella. He has another Dichay on the Shagas Ari's Ari from Rashi. He says, Stam, that if it's one tefillin which is normal to wear, so then, even if it's Aser, it's a malbush. Mashiach, if it's two pieces of tefillin, anyway, it's not normal to wear. But if it will be a mitzvah, then it will become a malbush. Mashayin Kain, now that it's Baal Tosef, and it's anyway not normal to wear too, that's when it becomes a masri. But the Priyitzik asks, he doesn't understand the Shaila. L'chari, this whole perek shries that even when it's asr, it's still considered a malbush for haraya. This whole perek we have, like in our Mishnah, cases where it says that it's asr to go out with it on Shabbos, b'inachai v'chatas. It says mefurish, it's an isr. But still, you're not chayiv echatas. Why it's a malbush? Shtetach mefurish that even though it's aser, it's still called a malbush. So like I said, so to ask that on the prima gadim that what's your suffix about chatten is maybe you could say my same chilik that all these things are mutter b'chayil. So male, the only asa b'shabbos, that there's no suffix, that would zicha be a malbush because it's derech malbush b'chayil. Now shaking on the shagish ayah, the nem is on that if it would be asa to wit tefillin, that would make it a masli. So the whole perik is that way. The ganze perik is asa to wear it, and still it's still called a malbush. You're still not chayim b'deraisa. It's a pella. And the Priyitzchak says it's very dochak to mechalti in derais and derabanan. What should be the chilik? Either one in halal way. What should be the chilik between derais and derabanan? Of a kafir and nira, I think the shagasai is being mechalti in derais and derabanan. I think the shagasai is naming on that if it's an issa deraisa, then it becomes a masli. But if it's issa derabanan, then it would still be a malbush. And lechayu nisvoy lechalik is azay. We all know an issa deraisa is an intrinsic issa. It's an issa be'etzim. The thing is be'etzim asa. Issa derabanan means the thing's not asa. The rabbanan told you not to do it. The rabbanan you're not allowed to do it. And you shouldn't do it. But the pshat is, you have to listen to the chachamim. But it's not the etzim. It's not a chefsa di yisura alein. So there you can hear, it may get ois masa just because you're not allowed to do it. But you did it. You did it. So why should it be? Why should it be ois malbush? Why should it be a masa? Mashengen, if you're not allowed to wear it, the etzim aser, so it's not a mil levisha. It's not a malbush b'chalal. It's also to wear. That makes it the etzim ois malbush. That's the chilatin, the rice and the rabbanan. That's what the shagasai holds. Now, what's a bissel schwer is the minchas chinuch. There's minchas chinuch and simin shinyut, mitzvah shinyut gimel. Then he says the following. He says, if somebody wears shoes on Yom Kippur, leather shoes, he goes out to the Rishus around with leather shoes, the minchas chinuch says he would think he's chayav achatas. Not only, if a violating Yom Kippur is not a chayav achatas, not a chayav skila, but for Michal Shabbos, because since his shoes are also to wear, they become a masli. And it brings the raya, that raya that we have from the Shagasai's raya. It doesn't quote the Shagasai, but it brings that raya that Rashi says with tefillin that it's baltaisiv, it's called the masli. So vayis daisiv, it's also to it, it's called the masli. And he says, even if you hold, loimi boy, if you hold that the inuim are deraisa, the rishayna that hold that the other inuim, not just chil and shtia asim in deraisa, but even if you hold that the inuim are only asim in derabanan, it'll still be called the masli. What's the chiluk? It's a deraisa and it's a derabanan. So on the Minchas Chinuch, it's Taka Pliya. If he's naming on an Issa Derabanan, it's called the Masli, and you don't have my Svara either, because the shoes are only Asar on Yom Kippur. So even if it's only Asar on Shabbos, and even if it's only Asar on Derabanan, you can call it a Masli. So how do you learn the whole Perek? All these things are Asar on Derabanan, and still we're saying Yenach Chayav Echatas. So a Pliya, in the Minchas Chinuch, Madura of Mechayin Yerushalayim, he brings Taka Kama Achreinim that discuss the Minchas Chinuch, Kama Svarim that discuss the Minchas Chinuch to try to answer this Kasha or behandle this Kasha that Mechayin state Mefurish in the whole Perek that an Issa Derabanan Al Kapanim an Issa Derabanan that's only on Shabbos, that's Mamish Mefurish, it doesn't make it a Masli. How could the Minchas Chinuch say that wearing leather shoes in Yom Kippur, even according to Man Yom Yinuyim Derabanan, will be called a Masli and you'll be over on Issa Shabbos? Now let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, like say Seisha, Laibuchud Tsemov, Laibuchud Pishnah, Laibutsu Shibarisha, that a woman can't go out with woolen threads or linen threads or leather straps in her hair. The Gemara is Mavur, the wool in her hair. And the reason why they can't go out is like the Mishnah says, a titful bamacha terapi. You can't be tevil with these ribbons or straps in the hair unless you loosen them. And since if we misramle tefillah shel mitzvah, she'll have to take it off, and then maybe she'll go down amis b'shus harabit. Rashi says that these things are shekalas ben sarah, she braids her hair with it. But all the Rishayim, Taisus, the Rosh, the Ran, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridva, they all say no, you're allowed to go out with the chudim that she braids her hair with. And they say why? Because it's a Gemara later, the Gemara that Tzadik Dalan in the days that says it's also to braid the hair on Shabbos. So Machlokes Tanum there is an Issa Deraisa of Baina. When is it there Rabbanan? When Al Kapanim it's also to do. So who adin Tainan the Rishayim if it's also to braid the hair because of Baina, either Deraisa or Rabbanan, so unbraiding it should be Saiser. So since it's also anyway to unbraid the hair on Shabbos, so if she has a Tefillah Shel Mitzvah, obviously she's not going to be able to braid her hair before Shabbos anyway. She'll have to remove the braids before Shabbos, because it's asur to unbraid the hair, to take out the braids on Shabbos because of Seisir. So Mela, they weren't geyser on braided hair, because anyway, there'll be no hechetimsa where she could be tevil. She would not be allowed on Shabbos to remove the string and unbraid the hair. So Karkh will have to do it before Shabbos. So Mela, there's no isser of wearing the chutim for the braided hair. So Shalos, what's Shana Rashi? So first of all, there are Rishonim that say that you're allowed to unbraid the hair on Shabbos. The Arzurua, in the beginning of Simen Pei Dalad, he says, even if the Kli Asira is Deraisa, but the Stira wouldn't be Deraisa. It's Seisir Shalayim Nas Livnais. So that's Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kli Asira is Deraisa, and then the Stira would be Asir Alts Midarabanan Seisir Shalayim Nas Livnais. But since we pass like the Chachamim, that even the Kli, even braiding it, is only Asim Midarabanan, so Letzerich Mitzvah, there'd be Matal Chatchila Seisir, since the whole binyan is Derabanan, and the steer is a double Derabanan, so it declares that maybe it's Mut even Lechatchila, but Akapanim Letzerich Mitzvah, they wouldn't be Machmet. Dashtein Nar Zerua. So the Menachas Ariel points out, Richting, that the Rishonim Amavur, that they held that the steerer would be awesome. This says if the clear would be awesome in their Isa, the steerer would be awesome in their Isa. The Zeruah Shtikl is that on the side that the clear is awesome in their Isa, it's a binyan their Isa, so then the steerer would be Saisa Shloyal Nasliv, this will be awesome in their Abanan. If the clear is only awesome in their Abanan, so they have a double their Abanan, so now it's Mutta. But the Rishonim that say not that way, the Lashon and the Rajba and the Ran, is that if the Kli is Asami Deraisa, the Stira is also Asami Deraisa. And the Ritva says Mefurish, that it's called Seisha Almanas Livnais. And the Azur is saying it's Seisha Shaloy Almanas Livnais. So the Milchas real tainis, you have the Mashal by Meichak Almanas Lichtaiv. And besides, if you intend to rewrite it, but that's not the reason why you're doing the Mechika, is that called Meichak Almanas Lichtaiv? And the same thing declared by Seisan Amnas Livnais. The Adnanez declares this in Simakuf Pevav. If you intend to rebuild it, but right now the Seisan is not in order to rebuild it. You mean Seisan Leizer Tikkun. The building is staring you. You mean Seisan Leizer Tikkun. It's important, very important to take down the building. And you're intending to rebuild it. But the Seisan is not for the purpose of rebuilding. You don't have to be Seisan to rebuild it. He brings a Lavush, Lagabi Meichel Kamanas Lichtev, that says that, discussing the question of library books, the question of when you have ksiva on the side of the book, on the pages of the book, are you allowed to open up the book? Is that called Meichel? And the Lavush calls it Meichel Kamanas Lichtev, because you can eventually close the book. So it's Meichel Kamanas Lichtev. So the Chavis Yarim, Simon Tazayin, he says, it's not Meichik al-Manas Lichtev. You don't need the Mechika for the Ksiva. It happens to be, you're going to rewrite it, assuming that's called the Mechika and that's called the Ksiva. So you see such a Machlekes, the Milchas Yod Tainis, could be that's a Machlekes here. The Rishonim that say it's Seisha al-Manas Livnes hold, even though you don't need the steer for the binyan, but you need the steer for a practical reason to be tevel, it's not Makalko, and you're planning on rebuilding it. That's also called Seisha al-Manas Livnes. Mashenkin, there's your holes that since you don't need the steer in order to be baina, you happen to be, you'll be baina again. That's not called Seisim Nas Livnes. Out there, say you have by Kerei Almanas Litvar, where the Mishenim Amavur that Kerei Bechamasai, I mean, Mishenim Amavur, but Besech Besetzava, we said this in the fourth parak, that that's called, that can't be Chayav Alts Kerei, the Ritva says, because it's not Kerei Almanas Litvar. So Rabbi Kerega asks, and there's long bir halach on it. At Kerei B'chamasa, it says Yechayev, because you're doing it's called the tikkun, because you're doing Nachas Ruach L'Yitzra, or Kerei Al-Mesai, Yechayev, because it's a mitzvah. It's also not Al-Manas Litvar. But he says, you don't need Al-Manas Litvar, as long as Al-Manas to do any tikkun is good enough. But Mestamid Edvar holds the fact that you're planning on re-sewing it, that goof makes it Al-Manas Litvar. Chayrich L'Gishtikl, from the Minchas Ariel. But that's one teretz in Rashi. The Taisus Ruud also is mashma that way. That Rashi holds that there's an isser to braid the hair, but there is no isser to be seis to the hair. But Yeshua says avart, because even braiding the hair, it says it's only usser to braid your friend's hair. That's only the isser deraisa. To braid your own hair, That's not called the Malachis Uman. That's like an Issa Derabanan. But the Minchas Aril Shtel Zach good. He says the reason is because the braid is not a professional braid. Only professional braid is a binyan. You braid your own hair, it's not going to come out professional, it's not a binyan. But once it was braided professionally, you want to come to Altstira, so even if she does it herself, it's a stira of a professional binyan. She goes right to Pnei Yeshua. But the Aron Achreinim, the Bach, the Taz, and the Goyin, they all nem on that Rashi's maskim is not allowed to undo the braid. And Rashi still holds as an Isser to go out with the chutim on the braid. The Bach says because Rashi holds you don't have to undo the entire braid in order to, that it shouldn't be a chatzitza. You just have to loosen it. Like Tivva Mamacha Terapim, you just have to loosen it, and loosening it is not asur. The Rashi is mefurish, even when you loosen it, it's still called a chatzitza, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch Yeridei, Sima Kufzan and Ches, Lagabit Tvila, that loosening the braid is still be called a chatzitza, but could be Rashi holds not that way. Rashi holds that loosening it won't be called a chatzitza, and therefore Yechayshe should loosen it. And when she loosens it, she'll take out al kapanim some of the chutim in order to loosen it and go with dalanamis b'shus harabim. The Gayin says a little different. The Gayin says maybe she'll loosen it mibayid yayim, she'll loosen it beforehand, and she'll be able to be tayvel that way, and then there won't be an isser to be seiser it. Sounds like the Bach holds that there's an isser to be seiser, but not to loosen it. And the Gayin holds there's an isser to loosen it, but once you loosen it, you're allowed to do the rest. And the Taz says that maybe she'll do an alayde gay. That the shvus to shvus is mutter makam mitzvah. She needs a makam mitzvah. So she'll have a guy do it for her, and maybe she'll work down amis b'shus harabim. In the back, Rabbi Lezer Meisher Horowitz and the Rishash, they're both mechavim to the same vart that the tefillah shel mitzvah doesn't not necessarily something she knows about yesterday. Could be talking about an unmarried woman. The tefillah shel mitzvah is that she touched a sheretz or a mace or a tamei mace, and she has to be tevil, and she'll pasha forget a Shabbos and be tevil. That's pshat and Rashi. Al Kabanim and Shulchan Aruch, it's brought 2 days. The Ikka day is brought like the Rishainim, that the braids, the one that she braids her here is Mutter, because she anyway can take it out on Shabbos. But it's brought Yesh Misha Eser, it's brought the Shittas Rashi, that even the braid is Aser, either because, like we said, the Rishainim, the Arzarua, and the Piskevi, the Rashi holds a Yelada unbraided on Shabbos, or the Achreinim are saying that she'll have an Eitzam, the Taz says she'll do it all day Goy, the Bach says she'll just loosen it. Well, there's a third pshat, the Rishash and Rabbi Elazar Meisher, which wouldn't be negay b'zman hazeh, but the pshat is in the Medina de Mishnah, that she might first find out about the tefillah on Shabbos and forget it Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah discusses all the other jewelry, which she can't wear on Shabbos, because she might take it off and show it to her friends. And Taisus says, and the Shainim also all say, this is dafka jewelry, which is not the ikum albush, that Yechayshish will walk around while she's holding it. Anything that's the ikum albush, we're not cheshish because she won't walk around without it. And the Rishonim quoted a thesis that says that Rabbeinu Tam said it's only also for women to go out with jewelry because women will show their jewelry. Mashen came men, it's mutter to go out with jewelry. And the Rishonim have a long discussion about it. A lot of Rishonim argue. And Beis Hashem will discuss it in subsequent shiurim in the parak. I just want to discuss one more inyan on this amud, the inyan of the Rabbeisiv Shel Rashi. Rabbi Chiddush and Hilchas Chatzitza. And the Gemara asks a Shaila, Rav Kana asks him, Rav, what's the din of a Techi Chalulti, that you don't have an actual thread or a ribbon, but you have a woven thing, a woven chains, that you allow to use that to put in the head, to go out with it, with your hair being held together by these teichei chalutim, and the word is they don't go tight against the hair, and the male they're not a chatzitza. So the Gemara says kosher orig legazu, since it's woven they weren't gazu, it doesn't go tight against the hair, it's not a chatzitza. The Gemara brings the lashon of hunibay b'shuam kosher orig legazu, and the Gemara brings the other lashon of chazina la'achvasid lekapten alayu, that I saw my sisters when they wash they don't take it off their head, so they're not makbid. So the Gemara says what's the difference between the two lashonis? The difference is if it's tefun. So Rashi says if it has mud on it, it's dirty. So any chalami won't be a chatzitza, but maybe they'll take it off because they don't want to wash. They don't want to be tevil with it on their head because they'll get dirty from the mud. So if you hold koshu or legazu, they weren't geyser on that. They're only geyser on chatzitza, but if you take it off for a practical reason, they weren't geyser on that. Now, she'en kain, if you hold chazino achvas loikop to lie, it depends if she's makpa to take it off. If it's dirty, she'll be makpa to take it off. There's another pshat from the Rishonim that tnifan doesn't mean that it is dirty. Tnifan means that it will become dirty. In other words, it's something which is gold. It has gold on it, and you don't want the gold to get ruined by the water. The tnifan means it will become dirty by the water, so also you'll be makpa to take it off. But either way, that's the partial explanation in the Gemara, that you have something which is not a chatzitza for tefillah, but you'll take it off for a practical reason, either because it's dirty, or because it's gold, and you don't want it to become dirty. So there's a machlekes, you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. The first lashon holds that you're allowed to go out with the Shabbos, they weren't geyser, even though you'll take it off for those reasons, they're only geyser if you take it off for chatzitza. And the second lashon holds, you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because you'll take it off because it's dirty or because you don't want it to get dirty. The Rambam's also mashmish way. The Rambam brings down this din of tnifan only in gabi hilchas Shabbos, legabi going out, and not in hilchas tvila, legabi being a chatzitza, because either way it's not a chatzitza. The shayla is if you go out with it on Shabbos. The Rashi brings a pshat from Abaisav Shorashi. And Abaisav Shorashi learned that tnifan makes it into a chatzitza. Because if you're makbid, that's when it's a chatzitza. When you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. If you're not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. When you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. So Rashi says there's two kashas on him. First of all, if the water gets through, then even if you're makbid, you want to take it off because you don't want to be dirty, or the case of Mizuhevis, you don't want the gold to get dirty. But that's not a chatzitza. If the water gets through, it's not a chatzitza. If the water doesn't get through, so then there's an issue. That if you're not makbid, so then there's halacha. I mean, there I see, you need ruba your makbid to be chaitzitz. But if the water gets through, it's not a chatzitza b'chlal. But then he says, maybe if you're going to say that makbid, that chaitzitz is lav dafka, anything you're makbid on is chaitzitz. Doesn't explain why. But he says, if you're going to say that, so what's the pshat in the first lashon? Why does the first lashon hold it's not a problem? Just because it's art. First lashon, not going to argue in the Lacha Lashem Yisinai. So the Beis Yosef is two mahalchim, and the Beis of Shirashi, one mahalch is, that's good for the machlik, is the first lashon and the second lashon. The first lashon holds only if the water doesn't get through, it's a chatzitza. But if the water gets through, it's not a chatzitza, even if you're makbid. And the second lashon holds, even if the water gets through, if you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. Then he says the second pshat, that the pshat in the Beis of Shirashi is that the mud gets in the way and becomes a chaitzitz. It makes it the water can't get through. And he says the gold also could get in the way, it makes it the water can't get through. So the Beis HaShirashi maskim that if the water does get through, it's not a chatzitza, but the gold and the mud makes the water can't get through. So then what's taka the pshan in the first lashon? The pshan in the first lashon is that since the whole din of chatzitza by me at this derabanan, kol shu arig legazu, tremendous chiddush, even if the water doesn't get through because of other reasons. But since it's Arug, they made a like plug, lahakal, and they said it was mutter. But Lamaisi brings Rabbeinu Yerucham is mavur, like his first pshat, even though the water gets through, but once you're makbid, it's a chatzitza. Now, the Ramah paskins that way. The Ramah in Simen Kuf Tzanaches says that if it's cholol, if it's tikhe chalot, it's not a chatzitza. And the Ramah says, but if it's dirty, or it has gold on it, and you're makbid, it is a chatzitza. Kinir, the Ramah paskins the chumra like a base of Shorashi. But l'chur, it's very shver. If the water gets through, it's a chatzitza. What's the pshat in that? I don't really have a good pshat. The Pesach Tshuva brings Levush Esrod, who's Marech, he says, all over we find not that way. All over we find that if the water gets through, it's not a chatzitza. The Marshal says that rings, if they're tight, they're a chatzitza. But if they're loose, they're not a chatzitza. You see, Mufurish, if they're tight, they're a chatzitza. Vaisis is called Makbin. But if it's loose, it's not a chatzitza. It also says that a nida could be tevel, that they have an al-kapanim in their clothing. Even though they're on their guf, because the clothing, the water gets through. You find, you say to this thing, the water gets through, it's not a chatzitza. This ketshuva brings it all down, it's taka apella. So the Levush Esrod argues on the whole thing. He says that the psak halacha is that if the water gets through, it's a vada not a chatzitza. This ketshuva brings it. Now there also are other Achrenim that try to help out with their Beis of Shorashi, that they also agree to this. You say if the water gets through, it's a vada not a chatzitza. The Prisha says the pshat of Beis of Shorashi is you're not allowed to be teivel that way, because since it's bothering you that the dirt or the gold, so memeli you won't be teivel properly. You won't be tevel properly. So afraid you won't be tevel properly, you find such a yisayin in Masechtas Nidah that to be tevel in a way that you're uncomfortable being tevel, you chayshish, you won't be tevel properly. It's not mashman away. In their Beis HaShirashi, certainly not mashed away in their Mo. It's also not mashed away. It's mashed as Aschatzitza. But that's what the Prisha says. So Allah HaLamaisa, the Prisha with Ne'aman, it's not called the Chatzitza if the water gets through, even if you're makpid. At Ferris Lamaisha says a different pshat, that the pshat is, there is a little bit of water that doesn't get through. Al-Pirayv, the water gets through, and for the little bit that doesn't get through, that's called Ene Makpid. But since you're makpid because of the dirt and the gold, so then maybe that would be called makpid. But it has to be a little bit of water doesn't get through. So the Ramah, the kids of Paskins like the Beis HaShirashi, but the Prisha says it's because he's scared to be Tevel. The Tferes Lameisha says it's only if a little bit of water won't get through. If the water gets through entirely, the Tzichanat HaChetzitza, even if you're Makbid. And we have the Levush Yisrod, and the Piskei Tshuva seems to them all like the Levush Yisrod. It just brings a lot of rayas. If the water gets through, it's not a Chetzitza, and just doesn't Paskin like the Ramah. But the Sidrei Tara, one of the big authoritative Peskim and Hilchus Nida, he's Mechazik, the Psak of the Ramah. He tries to miyashiv the Kashas a little bit. The Seist, the Kashas, the Mashal, that if the hair is loosely knotted. So the Pshat, as he says, if the Chatzitza is from the own guf, like someone's hand, so if it's tight and the water doesn't get through, that's a Chatzitza. But there, if the water gets through, that would zicha not be a chatzitza, even according to Beis Rashi. We're only talking about a foreign object could be a chatzitza, even if the water gets through. And about the question from the rings that we said, the Sidrei Tara says the rings really are not makbid. You don't mind if the ring goes into the water. The reason why it's called makbid is because you're sometimes makbid. You want to take off the ring when you need the dough. So these types of chatzitzas that right now you're not makbid, but you only sometimes makbid, they're only chaitzitz when the water doesn't get through. The Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi are talking about a chatzitza, which right now you're makbid. Right now it bothers you that it's on you. So then, in that case, it's a chatzitza even if the water gets through. And he says, what about the need of being tevel in the clothing? You have to say it's really garbage clothing, that you couldn't care less that this clothing gets wet. It's like bathing clothing. Not a clothing that you care that it gets wet. So you're not makbid on it. For now, so Mimela, then if the water gets through, even though it's called makbid, because sometimes you want this clothing off, but it's not makbid now, he's talking about the case where you're makbid now. It's also mavur in the Sidrei Tara and the Beis Yosef that even according to the Beis of Shirashi, if the water gets through, it could be a chatzitza, that's only when you're makbid. But when you're not makbid, even by roiv, it wouldn't be called a chatzitza. You need a kpeda to make it into a chatzitza. And the Kivenga and the Piskei Tshuva, they don't understand why. If it's a chatzitza, the says when you're makbit, so that means it's called like mir makbit, right? Midaraisa, you need roiv and makbit. Midarabana and mir makbit is chaitzitz, and rubishein and makbit is chaitzitz. So if the rabbis of Shirashi say that it's called a chatzitza, even if the water gets through, so when it's roiv, some place can hold even the hair has its own din roiv. So let's say it's on the hair, and it's covering rave of the hair, and you're not makbid, like a teichi chalulta. So also should be a problem. But the Beishes is mavur not the way, and so is the Sidrei Tara. Beishes, they held this in naya din chatzitza because you're makbid. Namal chatzitza means that the water can't get through, but when you're makbid, that makes a naya din chatzitza even if the water could get through. That's why the Sidrei Tara is saying, after you're makbid, b'shas maisa. Very shvary to understand the lamdas. Falkopanim, Halacha l'maisa l'chayda is akupanim a big makam to be machmir, not to have something which you makbid on, even if the water can get through. Akupanim, if it's something chutz l'guf, and something which you makbid on b'shas maisa, because that's the psak of the Ramah, and that's the Sidrei Tara is defending the psak of the Ramah. But mestama b'di'evin, akupanim Rashi and the Rambam zicha argue, and the other achreinim, the Prisha, and the Tveris l'maisa, and the Vushi Sron, they all say it can't be such a thing that it could be a chatzitza into water get through. So, Mislam, with the evidence, it could be Saimachanah.